podcast fra E24.
Polens finansminister dagens gjest I E24-podden. Polen vokser I et tempo de fleste andre europeiske land bare kan drømme om. Hva kan Norge lære av suksessen? Og hvor kan våre to land og våre bedrifter samarbeide tettere? Velkommen til en ny episode av E24-podden. Denne gang fra Nova Spektrum på Lillestrøm. Det her NHOs årskonferanse 2026 lagt. Og med oss I dag har vi en stigende stjerne I polsk politikk. Navnet Andrzej Domański. Titlen finans- og økonomiminister. Samtalen foregår naturlig nok på engelsk. Da setter vi I gang. Polish Finance and Economy Minister Andrzej Domański, welcome to E24 Podden and welcome to Norway.
Thank you for the invitation. It's really great to be here.
Poland has had a remarkable run the last decades, also economically. You are outperform all the other major EU economies by a lot, and your GDP growth is hovering at around 3-4% annually. It looks good for this year as well, doesn't it?
Yes, this year we expect Polish economy to accelerate further to 3.5, maybe slightly more, but. What's really important for me is not GDP growth in one particular year, but rather the long-term GDP growth path. This is really, really important. But of course, I'm happy that we are the fastest growing large European Union economy. We are the unemployment is one of the lowest in EU, and that inflation the last print is 2.4%. So it's lower acceptable. Polish zloty is strong, and yes, I can say that we are doing well.
I could see it with my own eyes when I was in Gdansk some months ago, and you look set to maybe pass even $1 trillion as the size of the economy for when we have the final numbers of 2025. How did you do it? How do you outperform most EU countries by so much?
Well, maybe let me start by saying it's a small history, but 45 years ago, Lech Wałęsa, the leader of the Solidarity movement, he told Polish people in those dark days of communism in Poland, 1980, he told Polish people that one day, Poland will be like Japan. And it was, the best days of Japan in those days. And frankly speaking, it sounded really strange, not realistic, maybe even insane. And according to the data published by IMF, last year, Poland overtook Japan in terms of GDP per capita, adjusted for purchasing power parity. So actually, it's like a dream coming true for Polish people. And how we achieve it? Of course, the brave reforms that took place at the beginning of the 90s. Then our accession membership in the European Union. And it's not because of EU funds, but rather thanks to the access to the single market. And the third factor is, I believe, this entrepreneurial spirit of Polish people. What I believe is important is that, we are pretty well diversified economy. We don't have one single sector that is like the most, by far most important.
Not like Norway.
We don't have, you said that, we don't have such a huge reliance on, for example, German market as some other Central European economies. Having said that, of course, we are integrated with with Eurozone economy. We have big internal market, 37 million of consumers. And what I believe is very important is really well educated society. The Polish people, attend universities, get good degrees, I believe this is one of the reasons that we had lots of FDIs, foreign direct investments in Poland in previous decades. Having said that, it's a success that we've already achieved. We are right now the 20th biggest economy in the world. This year, we will participate in G20 meetings.
Yes, you are invited for the first time, and it's the first time a Central or Eastern European economy has been invited.
Yes, and we are proud of that. That's for sure. We want to be a voice of Central and Eastern Europe during those meetings. It's important that finally this part of Europe will have its voice during G20 meetings. But this is a success that has been achieved because of decisions that took place 20, 30 years ago. And of course, Polish people, Polish entrepreneurs, they did it. Our job right now is to think about next 5, 10, 20, 35 years, how our economy will evolve, where we'll be in the next 40 years from now. So this is why we are running probably the biggest clean energy transition in Europe right now. And we are doing that with our Norwegian partners. We are investing onshore, offshore, energy storage, billions of euro invested in grid. And also, we are building first Polish nuclear power plant, as we believe that nuclear is safe and stable.
And let me ask you about the Norwegian-Polish cooperation. You are here in Oslo right now. You had a meeting with Equinor. In which areas, energy and other areas, do you envision more tight-knit cooperation with the Norwegian business going forward?
Of course, energy sector is a clear choice, but not only. I mean, for example, we definitely need stronger defense industry in Europe in general, but of course we need partners that will invest together with us in Poland. I believe there's plenty of opportunities in this sector. We can think about joint ventures, maybe together with Ukrainian partners in this sector. So this is another one. Then space. We decided to double our contribution to the European Space Agency because we see lots of value in this sector. And there are some calculation that each euro invested in space industry can give return of 6. So that's really nice. But we definitely need to develop skills, develop Polish companies, and we do it together with our European Space Agency partner. But having said that, we are open for cooperation in different formats with Norwegian partners. Then, of course, the food industry. There are opportunities both in Poland, in Norway. We have a strong food industry in Poland. We'd like to see more of the Polish products here in shelves, on the shelves in in Norwegian stores, but that's of course just example. Then IT sector. I mean, there is, I believe, lots of opportunities in the Polish IT sector, small and medium-sized companies. And as I said, we are really open for new investments. This is why I'm accompanied here by the president of the Polish Development Fund, deputy president of the Polish Development Bank, president of the Warsaw Stock Exchange. We believe in investments. We believe in cooperation.
And we have to talk about military and defense. Norway is rapidly ramping up defense expenditure now, but Poland is the NATO leader when you compare what you are spending on defense per capita. You are the NATO leader. You're close to 5% now of GDP to defense. How can Norway and Poland cooperate more there to also have a better common defense strategy when we have the Russian aggressor pushing forward still in Ukraine?
My presence here at this forum here in Oslo is also a sign that for Poland, cooperation with Norway is important, of course, on the economical front, but also the political one is absolutely crucial. We definitely like to have more relation with our Nordic partners, and of course with Norway. So, defense industry is one of the sectors that I see lots of room for cooperation. Norway is eligible to participate in a SAFE program designed by European Commission during Polish presidency. And we can discuss how we can have the joint procurement, joint investments, building capacities in Europe. Definitely Europe needs more capacities in defense industry. Resilience is a key. And defense industry will be absolutely crucial in this more and more unstable geopolitical environment.
Yeah, and speaking about that, we have had quite some news already this year. And Denmark, for example, feel more insecure now than before the Venezuelan operation of the U.S. Some are questioning the U.S. commitment towards NATO going forward. How can Norway and Poland do something about that defense-wise?
I mean, getting stronger, getting strong. Defense industry, increasing cooperation. Denmark is our close ally, and we had a strong statement from the leaders two days ago supporting Denmark. It's absolutely crucial to have to have it. And that's what we can do. We need to focus on ourselves. We need to focus on building strong European defense industry, investing more in defense in each member state. And I'm really happy that Norway is increasing its spending like Poland did, because together we are much safer. Mm.
And let me ask you, what's your message to Norwegian business considering ramping up production or investment in Poland? Where should we look?
As I said, the best, of course, there's lots of opportunities in the energy sector, lots of opportunities in the IT sector. Of course, there are some special competences that Norwegian companies have. So we are plenty to offer. And we have, of course, special investment tools for companies that decide to invest in Poland, to provide them like the one-stop shop for them to make it easier. We are deregulating or simplifying whatever you call it law in Poland to make investments in Poland even more profitable. And I believe that for companies from Norway, this is really an opportunity.
And the other way around, we have had a lot of Polish workers in Norway the last decade. Some of them have moved back home, obviously, also because the economy of Poland is booming. But is there a lot of Norway on the agenda for decision makers in Poland these days?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Prime Minister Tusk 3 days ago. Before my visit here, so he like ordered me to underline this message that we need to have stronger cooperation with Norway. That's for us, Poland is turning north, and this is strategic for us. So we really talk about Norway and our relations. A lot. And of course, Polish people are coming back to Poland from Norway, from UK, from Germany, from many countries because of our macroeconomic situation. And well, I'm happy because of that, yeah. To be very honest.
I completely understand that. Mr. Andrzej Domański, thank you so much for joining us here in the podcast, and good luck with the further program here in Lillestrøm and Oslo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.